On this 13th episode of Grant Random Reports the News, we'll have This Week in Corpse News. Also, we'll present exclusive theories regarding Kategate, and you're not going to want to miss a very special report about D's nuts. All that is straight ahead. Do stay with us. Don't make me beg, you rotten bastard. Reporting from Subterranean Brooklyn, I'm Grant Random, and this is the news. This week, there are five stories trending at the global headquarters of idiocy, beginning with This Week in Corpse News.
Five.
Two wacky ladies in Ohio were arrested after they allegedly propped up a dead man's body in a vehicle, went to a bank's drive-thru window, and withdrew $900 from his account before dropping the stiff off at the emergency room. 55-year-old Lorraine Bia Ferralo and 63-year-old Karen Casbohm faced felony charges of theft and gross abuse of a corpse for their weekend at Bernie's-like handling of dead guy Douglas Lehman. Both women apparently have extensive criminal histories involving various drug arrests and lived with the 80-year-old Lehman, with Casbohm being his girlfriend for several years. When the women dumped the meat sack off at the hospital, they failed to provide any information about Lehman or themselves. The women later told police that Lehman died at their residence but didn't elaborate on how he became dead. Despite the legal issues resulting from this caper, it looks like the dead guy's girlfriend is moving on, as her Facebook profile reflects her status as being single. Interested parties in the Ashtabula area should know that the new bachelorette likes to party, is up for shenanigans, and is totally over the dead guy. She's likely looking for highly liquid gentlemen who are in the death from natural causes phase of their lives. We've got more corpse news, this time from down under. After being arrested on an unrelated charge, a woman in an affluent suburb in Australia was discovered to have been living with her dead brother's skeleton for 5 years.
Are you serious?
The disturbed woman's home also included floor-to-ceiling garbage, rats, dead possums, and human feces. Neighbors of the woman had been complaining to the city for years in regards to the garbage outside the home, the countless rats, and the ever-present stench. This case highlights the need for more recourse for homeowners dealing with neighbors who are hoarders, while also suggesting that skeletons don't make the best roommates. For those concerned a loved one might be turning into a hoarder, clues to look for include an increasingly cluttered home, the inability to get rid of items, and a sudden interest in collecting dead marsupials. Still more corpse news with a story from Russia.
Three.
A 50-year-old woman in Russia allegedly shared a bed with the corpse of her husband for 3 years. The man allegedly collapsed and died in December 2020 during a domestic dispute during which the woman, named Svetlana, wished that her husband Vladimir would die. She got her wish and wrapped her husband's body in a blanket and put it in their bedroom. Svetlana allegedly told her kids not to mention to anybody the fact that their dad was dead, nor that his carcass had become a permanent fixture in the home. To make matters weirder, the woman performed occult rituals on the mummified remains of her husband, as an Egyptian cross, tarot cards, amulets, and images of animal skulls were found in the house. One of the bedrooms was converted into a shrine to the Egyptian god Anubis, who is the god of funerary rites and the protector of the underworld. Svetlana was allegedly praying to Anubis to help preserve Vladimir's body instead of laying him to rest. She previously enlisted the services of deities during the aforementioned domestic dispute with Vladimir when she prayed to Seth, the Egyptian god of chaos, violence, and spousal death. Controversy continues to swirl around the British royal family as the world is speculating about what's going on with Kate Middleton. The Princess of Wales reportedly had abdominal surgery 2 months ago and hadn't been seen since. That supposedly changed recently when the wife of the future King of England released a photo of herself with her children for Mother's Day in the UK. The problem is the photo was very badly photoshopped and was later pulled by media organizations for being manipulated. Even with the subsequent emergence of a video that is supposedly of Kate, but many doubt it really is, rumors are flooding the internet about what's really going on. One theory is that Kate is more seriously ill than has been reported. Another theory is that she's recovering from plastic surgery and/or a butt lift. Some people are even connecting her supposed disappearance from public view to rumors of Prince William having an affair, that son of a bitch. This newscast believes there may be a more logical explanation regarding the disappearance of the princess. Perhaps Kate Middleton is actually a shape-shifting extraterrestrial, and she disappeared in order to go through a process of molting that her species of insectoid ET goes through in midlife. Because she's still in the months-long process of shedding her exoskeleton, she needed to post a fake photo as she's currently displaying her insectoid appearance and is not in her human form. The question, of course, is how does an alien marry into the British royal family? The explanation, you see, is quite simple, really. The marriage would have been the result of another of these rumored treaties that world leaders broker with extraterrestrials. In this case, the British royal family, led at the time by Queen Elizabeth II, brokered a deal with the aliens to assist them with Prince Andrew, who's been a pain in the ass for the royals given his bromance with dead BFF Jeffrey Epstein. The ETs would clean up the problems for the royals, thus removing a huge headache for the Queen. In exchange, the royals offer up one of their humans to become involved in an interspecies relationship with one of their shape-shifting insectoid extraterrestrials that had previously been embedded on Earth. This allows the ETs to merge their bloodline with that of the royals, thus giving them access to earthly power and wealth and the ability to manipulate events on the planet. Their agreement also gives them access to an unlimited supply of royal eggs and seed, which they want not for research purposes, but because they're valuable collectibles on their home planet. Also on their world, royal ejaculate is a delicacy. Now you may ask, well, Grant, if Kate were a highly advanced ET, she wouldn't have fucked up the photoshopping of the photo. That's a great point, but there's an explanation for that as well. The molting process is so demanding physically that it temporarily diminishes the mental capacities of the insectoid extraterrestrial. This is why you have to lock these ETs away during this phase. Obviously, William and the royal handlers fucked this up. It should be noted that it is certainly possible that the theory of Kate being an alien and the one about William cheating could both be true. Imagine being in William's shoes. It's probably impossible to unsee your shape-shifting extraterrestrial spouse when they are in the molting stage and in full insectoid mode, especially during the second phase, which involves the secretion of the molting fluid. It really complicates things in the bedroom. When we return, we have the number one story trending at the Idiocy News Center, and it's about Dee's nuts. But first, we pause for an intermission. The top trending story is also our special report this week, and it was sent to us by listener Pete in Brooklyn. A 42-year-old man who goes by the name of Dee's Nuts has been arrested in Green Bay, Wisconsin after a disturbance. Dee's Nuts allegedly got into a physical altercation with two other men who arrived at his location after they had an argument over the phone. The men came to the door and were punched by and then got into a fight with Dee's Nuts. Later, Dee's Nuts pulled out a CO2 BB gun that was reportedly loaded with 4.5mm BBs. After the police arrived, the two men were able to finger Dee's Nuts as the person responsible for initiating the altercation. Thankfully, officers were able to get their hands on Dee's Nuts, who they claim was allegedly talking in circles and was highly intoxicated. Police say the drunken man's Wisconsin ID card identified him as Dee's Nuts Lee Kroll. Through our rigorous fact-checking, we've confirmed that Dee's Nuts did, in fact, legally change his name, initially changing his name to Dez Nuts in 2011. In 2017, he returned to court to officially change his name to Dee's Nuts, claiming that on the previous application in 2011, he spelled Dee's Nuts incorrectly. Dee's Nuts was arrested and charged with battery as well as disorderly conduct and use of a dangerous weapon. Of course, many important questions remain. What will the judge think when he sees Dee's Nuts in the courtroom? Will the judge go easy on Dee's Nuts, or will Dee's Nuts be severely punished? How will the bailiff handle these nuts? If incarcerated, how long will these nuts be held in prison? Will these nuts be held in multiple locations? Will these nuts be held properly? How will the guards treat these nuts? What will the other inmates think of these nuts? Will these nuts be harmed while in the pokey? Will these nuts be noticed in the showers? Will these nuts make friends in prison? If so, will these new friends protect these nuts? Will people from the outside be allowed to come in and see these nuts? If so, will these people express disappointment when they see these nuts? What will happen to these nuts after prison? Will people ever be able to look at these nuts the same way again? Will the community take these nuts back? Will these nuts be seen once again around town? Will these nuts be welcome at local stores? Will these nuts be allowed to hang in local bars and taverns? Will these nuts be seen in church? If so, will the priest bless these nuts? And if you are a person of faith, what do you think is God's plan for these nuts? Will these nuts find love? What do you think about these nuts? Would you give these nuts a second chance? Would you welcome these nuts into your life and quite possibly into your home? If you have thoughts you'd like to share about these nuts, please do so at Grant Random on Instagram, Threads, Blue Sky, LinkedIn, the cesspool that is Facebook, and on the platform formerly known as Twitter for our bot friends. Please be sure to use the hashtag GrantRandomReportsTheseNuts. Please know that we will closely monitor the situation and will report to you if there are any developments while the subject of our special report is out on bail, including any further situations involving cops busting these nuts. Thank you for listening to episode 13 of Grant Random Reports the News. Thank you also for subscribing. If you haven't, please do. It makes it easier to listen because it just pops up into your feed. Thanks also for setting up notifications in your app if you can do that, because then you don't even have to think about it. Thanks also for those who've left 5-star ratings on the apps that you can do that, and also the people who've left some very kind reviews. Also, I'd like to thank you for not being a dick about me missing an episode last week. I was traveling, I ran out of time before I left, and I fucked up. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get this schedule locked down, I promise you. And finally, thank you for listening to the podcast of choice for shape-shifting insectoid extraterrestrials who are currently molting. This has been a production of Idiocy.